Isabel, congratulations on the accomplishment and being a Section 4 champ. Take me through that winning pole vault attempt. What was working for you? How'd you get the job done? And what led you to that first place finish?
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
It was pretty exciting. It was a great night to be jumping. We had a little bit of a tailwind. And my coach Coach Hamilton, he was great. He was just reminding me to keep up speed on the runway, jump up, keep my chest forward, and really just vault the pole. I wasn't really thinking about heights at that point, and I was just trying to do my best. I've been working a lot on my speed, doing a lot of box runs and drills, and really just trying to work on the top end of my vault, and it came together, so that was really exciting.
I'm wondering how you felt leading up to it, and sometimes you hear about it from track and field athletes that the performance sometimes surprises them because maybe they didn't feel that great going into it, you know, or they're just like, man, I feel off. But sometimes, you know, these athletes feel so good and so confident going into a lot of these events. So how did you feel going into it?
Yeah, so, I mean, I was pretty psyched to be jumping. All my teammates around me were, you know, hyping me up, and I was feeling pretty confident. Obviously, I had, you know, doubts, but just getting on the runway and warming up, everything that I had been working on in practice just kind of started to click and come together. I just tried to kind of stay loose and not really think too much. As soon as you start thinking in the vault, it doesn't go well. So just trying to keep my mind clear and do the best I could. It was great to be jumping with Kiara, and unfortunately my sister can't vault, but we're excited to have her on the runway soon, hopefully, here, Rosie. And it was just exciting to be, you know, have fun and just get out on bigger poles. And I was on a shorter step, but just to get that rhythm and complete the 11-foot jump, yeah.
And you mentioned it, like everything essentially came together for you. It sounds pretty perfectly. So in some ways, how rewarding does that feel that here in one of your final meets of the season, and we're talking about a Section 4 Class C championship, it all comes together so perfectly for you. How rewarding does that feel?
Yeah, it's been great to kind of see everything fall into place. It's been a long time in the coming, from, you know, freshman year and jumping the lower heights and just being able to see each part of the vault kind of progress. There's always something to work on, and you always end in a fail in the vault because there's three jumps. And so taking jumps at the higher heights was exciting too. And just being able to see everything work together, I'm really excited to see where it can go, and just keeping working on the things that need tweaking, because there's always something to critique. And just being there with my sister and having her there for me to really cheer me on, and it was a great experience. Yeah.
Isabel Morris with us here on BTL. She's our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health. Set a personal record in the pole vault to win the Section 4 Class C Championship. I'm wondering how you got involved with this event in particular to begin with, because the pole vault's a bit of an intimidating event when you think about it in track and field. So how did you get involved with it?
Yeah, so I started in seventh grade. In my math classroom, I saw some poles on the ground, and I said, hey, you know, that looks like a ton of fun. So I had the great opportunity to see some of the great varsity athletes jump, Dom, who's now at IC, and Gwen from Lansing, and Megan, and a bunch of the great athletes that are still vaulting now. So just being able to vault with them, and we just, you know, started from the basics, just getting off the runway. And I never really feared it, but it was just something that was like really fun, and I just kept trying to see how far I could get, and the higher you go, the more you fly. So yeah, it's been great.
How do you feel like you've progressed at the event over these last few years?
Yeah, well, it's definitely been a work in progress. This year, I think my speed and my run has improved a lot. I've been doing a lot of box runs, as I said, and slide box, and a lot of the inversion drills. So Coach Hamilton's been great. He never sugarcoats anything, and he keeps it all positive, but definitely shows me when I'm what needs to be improved. So just being able to work on my run has really made it more smooth, and I've been able to finish my jumps and progress to higher pulls, which has allowed me to have more room to be able to turn and pull in the top end of my vault. So that's been exciting. Whereas, you know, when you're not bending the pole, it's harder to do the top end of the vault. So it's been fun to see it all come together.
That's for sure. Isabel Morris with us here on BTL from the Trumansburg Track and Field Team. Our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week presented by Cayuga Health had a personal record 11 feet 1 inch the pole vault to win the Section 4 Class C Championship. I'm wondering what sort of goals you had set for yourself this season. Maybe that PR in the pole vault was one of them, but was that one goal in particular? Were there other goals you'd set for the track and field season, and have you accomplished those goals yet?
Yeah, so as far as heights go, I really try not to be too critical on myself or set too strict of a goal for that. Just being able to get on the bigger 13-foot poles and compete, basically just kind of progress in each meet, whether that's a new height or just bettering myself as an athlete in each event, being able to tweak different aspects of the vault and improve. So even if I don't have a great meet, being able to take something away from that meet and being able to kind of reflect on that. One of the goals for my high school career as it wraps up was to make it to the state meet. So I've been grateful enough to have completed that. So I'm excited to see what happens in those future meets. But just being able to wrap up the season with some great jumps and just have fun. I really just try to focus on, you know, the vault's a really fun sport. So being able to, you know, go upside down and turn and swing and just have a blast is really my main goal.
Well, you just brought up something that I wanted to bring up, and that was how, you know, here we are, basically the end of, you know, your athletics career, the end of the school year and everything like that. What are some of your favorite memories from your time over there at Trumansburg competing in track and field?
Oh boy, that's a great question. I mean, there's been so many great moments. Just being able to vault with my sister, we, you know, every day at practice is a competition. Over the summer, we've had some awesome vault practices, rain, shine, thunder, you know, we try to make it all work. It's been a great time. Coach Hamilton has been so supportive, and he's really made my time as a high school track athlete really the best it could be. He's always, you know, ready to jump back in and take a few jumps or, you know, hand out some Twizzlers or, you know, make you laugh. And his stories are really, really what gets you through every practice with a smile on your face. So that's really, I don't have a specific moment, but everything, you know, that I've been grateful enough to experience the last 4 years has really brought it together.
Well, you brought it up earlier, too. You've got some competition coming up here as the season starts winding down. So what's it going to take for you to continue to have this sort of success as the season continues and actually starts winding down here in the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sad to see it kind of wind down, but it'll be great to see some great competition. I'm looking forward to, you know, vaulting with Kiara and moving forward in the different future meets. I really just try to stay calm, relax, you know, bust out some dance moves, you know, just try to not think about the vault, because I really just like to kind of just stay loose, do my warm up, and just really hone in on and focus on what I need to do, and hopefully it all falls into peace.
I love it. Well, Isabel, before we let you run, we like to do a little something fun here. It's called our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. It's where we give you five completely random, out-of-the-ordinary questions to dive a little bit deeper into who you are and get to know you a little bit better as well. You ready for them?
Yeah, sure.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. First question for you. If somebody gave you $1 million, what is the very first thing you're going to do with that money?
Ooh, that's a great question. Let's see. $1 million. I would probably invest some of it and definitely donate a portion of it to any nonprofit that supports athletes.
Nice.
From any backgrounds, because just being able to compete is an honor within itself, and pole vault's definitely something I want to help spread and, you know, allow other athletes access to poles and facilities. So.
That's awesome. That's a great answer. I love it. Unbelievably thoughtful. Tremendous. Second question for you. What is your ultimate guilty pleasure food?
Ooh, I mentioned this before, but Twizzlers, I've never really been a fan of them, but on the track, they're definitely a snack that is essential. So that'd probably be something that I would say Twizzlers. Yep,
there a go-to
for every meat.
Very important for you, I guess. All right, I like it.
Yep.
Third question for you. It's pretty simple. Favorite movie of all time?
I'd probably have to say The Matrix. Kind of a mind-boggling one, but classic.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, fourth question for you. What is a hidden talent that you have?
Ooh, let's see. Water skiing.
Wow!
It's kind of out of the ordinary, but it's definitely something I enjoy, and me and my sister love doing it together, that'd probably be what I'd say.
There you go. Sounds like a good time. I wish I could do something like that. final and fifth question for you, Isabel. What is your most prized possession?
Ooh, that is a good question. I'd probably have to go with my spikes. I'm not a big shoe person, but spikes can get you a long way, and having a good pair, I sometimes put little inspirational quotes or mantras in there, and off you go, hit the track.
I love it. Well, Isabel, it's been another great season for you. No question about it. Can't wait to see what these next few weeks hold for you. Congratulations for being our athlete of the week, and thanks so much for the time, okay?
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.